You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. Can you put a price on nostalgia? For some people, that's their business, and business is good.
Like, last year, we grew about 150% over the previous year, and this year, we're about the same.
That's Patrick Klima, owner of Wyco Vintage, and the market he's talking about is vintage rock t-shirts. The hottest stuff around now has to do with these sounds. Would you believe? That was Nirvana, The Breeders, Oasis, grunge and guitar rock bands from the 90s, for those of you who did not go to high school when I did. Plenty of people who never saw those bands now wear t-shirts with their names, faces, and logos, and it's driving original t-shirt prices into the hundreds and thousands of dollars.
My name is James Applegaff, founder of Defunct.com. Defunct is an online community for collectors of authentic vintage t-shirts.
Both Applegaff and Klima agree that the 90s rock shirt thing that's huge right now got a boost from the same unlikely place.
So you've got Justin Bieber wearing a Nirvana shirt.
Justin Bieber wore a heart-shaped box shirt.
A bunch of 18 to 25-year-olds think that's cool.
And that kind of set it off, I guess. That led people into, well, what other really rare Nirvana shirts are there out there? How can I stand apart from somebody trying to kind of flex with this shirt? I think it kind of gets out of control for some people. That shirt went from being a pretty common $50 buy on eBay to $700, $800, $900 all day long. I mean, that's what people pay for that.
It got driven so hard by celebrity.
You certainly don't have to be a fan of the band, I guess, is part of the trend. You see, you know, different artists like Travis Scott or Chris Brown wearing a shirt, or Justin Bieber, you know, and then it all of a sudden sparks interest.
What's the 90s stuff is really coming on strong?
You know, your standard, like, 90s Smashing Pumpkins.
World is a vampire.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Kanye West wore a Typo Negative shirt, and I'm pretty certain most Kanye fans aren't really familiar with Typo Negative, but, you know, I bet you they got some Google searches out of that. The internet is everything for us. We sell 99.9% of all of our shirts go through our website. You know, they start around anywhere from $100, and, you know, depending how rare that particular version of a shirt is, you know, you can get up into the thousands pretty quickly.
Most collectibles you can't wear, right? I mean, you can't wear a comic book.
But with the t-shirt, getting to wear it and kind of knowing that it's, you know, been places, stuff like that's really special.
You can sport it around when you go out for the night. It's kind of fashionable.
Those 90s shirts, though, if you remember, they're all like kind of oversized and just really large shirts. A guy or a girl could wear that shirt as opposed to a shrunken up 70s or 80s shirt that only somebody that has a smaller frame could actually fit into. You know, pre-94, you got the pre-NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. And I know this probably sounds kind of nerdy, but a lot of the shirts prior to that were made in the USA, and they were high-quality shirts.
The older ones are more comfortable than the ones that were coming out in the early 2000s, that's for sure, just because of the fabric blend.
You know, today, a lot of the shirts you get, they're always printed on these, you know, 100% cotton shirts. They look like they would, like, fit a Lego person. They're all boxy and just, they're not quality. Whenever somebody passes, there's pretty much a run on that artist's shirts. I mean, they kind of disappear. I remember the morning that Bowie passed away. I just woke up that morning, and, you know, you look at your phone when you wake up, And I have all of these notifications that David Bowie shirts had sold. And I immediately was like, oh no. I just kind of knew that he had died. I had this David Bowie Shoko shirt from the early 70s that I sold years and years ago. And I've regretted it ever since, and I've never seen another one. And that's the one I let get away. You've got people that are obviously aware now that these shirts are worth money. And so I think it kind of creates interest, and people are digging them out and looking for them even more than they used to.
That was Patrick Klima of Wyco Vintage and James Applegath of Defunct.com. And that story was produced by Peter Balanon Rosen. Have a favorite t-shirt that's cool again? Tweet us a photo. We want to see it. We're at Marketplace WKND.